Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kayla. May I please have your zip code to locate your account?
It's 60440.
I'm sorry, what was it?
60440.
Thank you. And the first and last name, please.
Rosanna Mitchum.
Thank you. One moment while I look at that account. All right, I'm getting it to my system. Give me one moment, okay? All right. You do have an account?
I'm sorry?
What's your phone number?
It's 773-822-4368. I'm calling because I did not try to sign up for it, but it what's it called? They gave me a cancellation number. When I called my bank account, they said that the amount is still charged on my account. And they said I needed to speak to some type of supervisor where you were at to make sure that they removed that from my account.
You say your number is 773-822-4368. 4368?
Yes.
All right, verify your address for me, please.
536 Princeton Drive, Bolingbrook, Illinois, 60440.
Thank you. I'd like to look at the account for contest entry, and the account is canceled. How can I help you?
It says that it's canceled, but they still charged me for a service that I did not sign up for. But I'd like my money reimbursed.
All right, give me a moment and listen to the account, please.
All right.
In one moment, please. All right, thank you for holding. So I'm looking at the account. I'm not able to get it refunded.
Why aren't you able to refund it?
The system won't allow us to refund it.
Okay, but why isn't the system allowing a refund when I did not sign up for any services and they're charging me for something I never used?
All right, well, it looks like you're rolling a free state where you pay $1 to $5 and use select items like an iPad, iPhone, Instapot, or Dyson vacuum. You also enroll in a membership.
That's
also enroll in a meal plan and app.
I did not sign up for that. So when I filled out the survey, it just said pay shipping and handling. So I was paying shipping and handling, and it says, oh, you're signed up for something. And I said, no, I'm not. So I called them. I immediately went into the link that it gave me to try to cancel it, and I canceled it immediately, but it still charged me. So, like, within minutes, I canceled it, and it still charged me $50 for a service that I never wanted to sign up for.
All right. Well, yeah, I do apologize. That was a part of it, but there's nothing we can do.
There's nothing you can do for... I need
No,
to
it's
speak
mental
to
with
some
Kendra.
type of sup I need to speak to a supervisor or something. I need somebody else on the phone because I'm not paying for something that I did not sign up for.
Right, well, I do apologize, ma'am. It's nothing that we can do. It's not us again, it's the system.
Okay, well, I need to speak to a supervisor. They need to change something because I need that money back. That is not money that I was intending to spend, and that's not money that I never signed up for anything that I wasn't supposed to sign up for. So I just need that money back.
All right, well, it's not refundable.
Well, I need to speak to a manager or a supervisor or somebody.
All right, give me one moment. All right. Give me one moment. Give me one moment. I send you over to the supervisor.
Okay.
All right. So I'm still here. I'm just trying to see who I can send you over to now. Just give me one moment, please.
Okay.
Give me one moment, please. Give me one moment.
Yep.
Give me one moment, please.
Yes.
So I'm about to go ahead and send you over now. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Thank you.